You may have heard the phrase before that clutter causes chaos, and that can be true especially for your classrooms. When your students are coming in and they're coming into an environment that is cluttered and there is stuff everywhere, it can be more difficult for them to focus. You could have more behavioral issues. But see, here's the issue. I guess the biggest problem is it is so hard in a classroom to stay organized because there is this constant flow of materials, of assignments in and out. Plus, you've got those students coming in and out and they're bringing with them all of their trash and everything else. So today we're going to be talking about how you can quickly tidy up your classroom space, but I'm also going to give you a little bit of insight if you would like to go a little bit more in depth, if you're really feeling that spring cleaning bug, to get your classroom organized and tidy so that you can remove that chaos and that clutter from your space. Welcome to the Secondary Teacher Podcast, the podcast for middle and high school teachers juggling multiple preps to get the strategies to reduce overwhelm so that you don't have to choose between being an effective teacher and prioritizing important relationships. I'm your host, Kristen Masick, a 10-year high school engineering teacher, former middle school assistant principal, and teacher coach. Every week, we will discuss strategies, systems, and time-saving tips to help you not only survive but thrive as a multiple prep teacher. My favorite method that I have talked about a lot before is to clear the horizontal spaces and do it quickly. This can be something, it's not a band-aid, but it kind of is. If things are just like driving you insane and you're really not sure what to do about anything, what you could do is you can take some sort of box, basket, crate, whatever, and you're going to set a timer and you are literally going to clear off all of the horizontal spaces. Clutter is a magnet for horizontal spaces because it's just, you could just drop things there. I will look around my classroom, my office, my house. It's the horizontal surfaces is where everything just kind of accumulates because people can come in and they can just drop things. And when you're in a hurry or you're about to start class and you've just finished making some copies, you're running in, you just drop it. Clearing off those horizontal surfaces, giving yourself a deadline, a timer, putting it all in one place will instantly make you feel better. Now, then you can go to step two, depending on how you are feeling. This could be either right then or it could be some other time. This is when you're going to start sorting through things. Now, back in the day, there was a show called Clean Sweep, and there were a few different shows, and they were on HGTV, and I loved watching them. But what they would do is they would take someone's home who tended to be like cluttered, not like a hoarder, so it wasn't super bad, but what they would come in and they would clear out one room and then they would redecorate it, and it was this big to-do. But one of the things that I learned from them, and I even started implementing this when I was a teenager, when I would clean my room because I loved to hang on to everything, and the first time that I tried this strategy, it worked and pretty much just changed my life. And then using this same strategy with my classroom has really helped out, especially because I had inherited a classroom from a teacher who had been teaching for 15, 20 years and had lovingly collected everything from industry that they were tossing out and wanted to use it for his drafting students. I had enough things to pretty much make a drafting museum when I first started teaching. How this works is you're going to do piles. In the show, they did like a keep it pile, they did a toss or a trash pile, and then they did a sell pile because they were going to be selling it. Well, you're not going to do the sell because nobody's going to buy any of your stuff. Really, what you're going to be doing is you're coming up with a keep and a toss. And now, I have watched this show so many times, I realized this is what happens every single time. More likely than not, you're going to have a lot of stuff in keep. Everyone wants to keep everything because it's all going to seem valuable. But here are some things, especially when it comes to your things that are cluttering your classroom, that I want you to think about. Is it digital? Do you have a digital copy of this thing that you're wanting to keep? More likely than not, it's papers. Do you? If you already have a digital copy, there is no reason for you to save a hard copy. You can move that to the trash. Is it a student project that is not an exemplar? That would be trash. Now, even if it is an exemplar, you may want to think about the space that you have available, and could you digitize what this is? Could you take a simple photo and make it digital, and then when you are showing your students this exemplar, you can just put it on a screen or put it in your LMS so students can have access on their own devices. You may not need to keep it. The other thing is there are always going to be some things that you are just not sure where they're going to go. I'm giving you permission. This is not a forever home, but you are going to have a temporary location that can be the, I don't know where this goes. This does not have a home. I'm not sure if it needs a home. Here you're going to put there. But the key with that one is you are going to need to go through that regularly. You could put it on your Google Calendar to remind you whether you want to go through that once a week, once a month, once a term, just to make sure that you're clearing everything out. But at the end of that session of going through it, you do need to have everything that was once in there either has a home or it's in the trash. That will help you clear off that horizontal space. Here are some tips to then keep you organized from here on out. The first is to try to have as many vertical filing systems as possible, because when you have something vertical, it's not going to catch the clutter. So here are some examples. You could have some sort of like hanging system that you could put files in. You could also have an area where you would have like the old, I guess they're not old, but you could get some magazine organizers and you could store your papers. The other thing is that I still like using file drawers, but not worrying about whether or not things are actually like filed. I like to use drawers and just drop things in the drawers. At some point, if you go through it, you're going to have to spend a little bit of time rummaging through, but it really does save time as far as getting those surfaces cleaned off. Thinking about the layout of your room. Where do you want students to be able to access things versus where is something that only you want to access? And make sure that all of the things that you want students to be able to access are accessible to students. You might need to move the locations of where things are currently so that students have more access to it. You want to make things as easy as possible for your students to help you maintain, because that's the last thing, is coming up with a system to have your students do the cleaning and the decluttering and the organizing as much as possible for you instead of you having to do it. But it does have to make sense for the students. It does have to naturally fit into the flow. If it's something that you want them to return prior to leaving class, maybe it's something that's on the way out of your classroom, so they don't have to cross clear over to the other side to put something away and then go clear back. You could have a color coding system. You could even have it so that students don't really have to go anywhere to return things. So supplies, they could have them within a group of desks, or you could have one central location. Also think about how you're organizing that. You want it to be as simple and easy to put things back without really having to think about it. So one thing that I've noticed is with my own students, if I had labels with the words, reading was taking them too much time. And I know that they are high school students and they should know how to read, but quite honestly, it just takes too much time. They want simple. Having pictures of the items, the materials on there, made it so my students were more likely to put things away. It blew my mind when I figured this out, because I thought that was really elementary, but it really did serve me and my students because I was starting to have a clean room. Kids were putting things away. Okay, so let's do a recap of what we talked about today. The first thing, if you just have a few minutes, 5 minutes, and you want to declutter, the quickest way is to clear all of your horizontal surfaces. If you decide to then go through everything that you cleared, you are going to need to decide what needs to be kept and filed some way and what needs to be thrown away. And really go through that keep pile a few different times to make sure that there isn't a way for you to digitize it so that you can ultimately throw it away. then you need to come up with some sort of systems that will help you and your students get your room, classroom clean on a more regular basis. And so utilizing systems that make it super, super simple for your students to do the work for you will save you a ton of time. We talked about color coding. We talked about classroom layout. We also talked about using images to help remind students of where materials go. Your homework today is to try clearing off your horizontal surfaces sometime during the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes. See how you feel after you get all those horizontal surfaces cleaned, cleared, and organized, and try to repeat that as often as you can from here until the end of the school year. If you found this episode helpful, it could be for others. The best way to get other teachers like you to find this podcast is by writing a review or rating on Apple Podcasts so that other teachers can find this podcast when they are doing their search. You can also spread the word about this on Instagram by taking a screenshot and tagging me at Kristen Masick, KHRISTENMASSIC. Until next week.